Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, last week's episode, wow, that was very, very popular. I introduced you to the topic of personal branding, and judging by the amount of messages I received, it was something that a lot of you hadn't really given a lot of attention to. So if you don't understand the importance of personal branding, or you are ready to grow your personal brand, place yourself, understand your point of differentiation in the fitness industry, and build your reputation, which is so valuable to your growth and development as a fitness professional, then make sure you check out the last episode. Today's episode is all about the penny dropping. And before I get into it, I want you to just think about your clients. The clients that, no matter what you do, you give them the diet, you give them the training program, you go through all the psychology, you sit down, you have chats with them, and they just don't follow the plan, despite saying they want to do it, despite all good intentions. It just doesn't happen. And you persist, and they keep coming to see you, and then the penny drops. Something changes. And for the next 3 to 4 months, you just witness them follow the plan. Commit to the weekends, don't eat rubbish, and the weight starts to drop off. What happens here? You haven't done anything different, you've persisted, but something happens. The penny drops. And as a fitness professional in your journey, you're no different. And that's today's topic. Before I delve into it, those of you in England, Ireland, Scotland, even I know across as far as Europe and Switzerland and Germany, we've had plenty of you guys over. The second week of September, myself and the team, the full team at M10, are hosting our practical coaching weekend. Now, I know many of you spend a lot of time studying online, doing your courses, developing your knowledge, and you know still that your confidence and your ability to deliver coaching on the gym floor, even if you want to develop your own body, your physique, you're a bit behind. You don't feel confident on the gym floor. You don't understand programming, assessing, genuinely getting in front of practical skilled coaches is a missing link for a lot of coaches. A lot of coaches that are studying, reading, doing online courses, which are all valuable, but learning your practical craft in front of people, around people, being challenged, training with other people, and learning how to develop your practical skills is one of the best ways to not just boost your business, your own body, but your confidence in your ability to achieve results with your clients. Not only that, but you'll spend an inspiring weekend with myself, my team of incredibly skilled coaches, and that's in Nottingham. And there are only 4 places left for our practical coaching weekend. So if you want to be involved, go to my Instagram page, click the link in the bio. You'll see the practical coaching weekend. 4 places left. Don't miss out. It will sell out. We've got 4 places. We had 2 come available just only yesterday. People that can't make it. So jump on that. You'll see on the page what it's all about. But honestly, it's a game changer. So take my advice. Jump onto it. Episode 115. Let's dive into it. When the penny drops. Now, I talked about your clients. I talked about how odd it is sometimes where your clients just literally are given everything that they say they need. They have followed parts of what you say, and then there's lots they don't, and then suddenly one day everything changes, their weight starts to change, they become more compliant. Then how does this relate to you? Well, you guys know that I mentor trainers all over the world, whether it's through my Brand Impact Mastery course, my mentoring program, the Business Mastermind. I am guiding fitness professionals through their journey, just like you are guiding your clients through their journey. And I have the same thing. Now, I work with so many, you know, those of you that have worked with me that are listening to this going, I know where he's going with this. I give you guys what you need. I give the framework. I give the systems. I help you with your vision. And you just don't put the work in. And 6 months, 7 months down the line, you're left not as far ahead as you'd want to be. And I'm going to have full transparency to you guys. I have people that I mentor who don't make the progress that they say they want, because I spend 4 or 5 months giving them absolutely everything, and the penny just doesn't drop. And I've spent a lot of time trying to work out what that is, because in life, we're always going to have, when you're coaching people, people that say they want it, whether it's fat loss, body transformations, weight loss, coaching, mentoring, business development, people that say they want it, people that are prepared to invest, they just don't do the work. And I put a lot of work into understanding why this is. And I'm going to highlight something to you today, because amongst all the successes that I have, there is the odd one that I end up saying to them 2 or 3 months in, listen, I'm not going to let you waste your money. We've got to find out why you're not applying what I'm telling you to apply. And I'm going to point something out to you here. Are you the type of coach that's been on seminars, been to practical coaching weekends? If you haven't, by the way, come to ours. Are you the type of coach that reads books, yet your results with your clients are nowhere near where you want them to be? Your income is nowhere near where you want it to be. You are not the coach that you want to be, yet your brain's full of knowledge, and realistically, with every single thing that you know, you should be. Now, I would like to think at this point, listening to this episode, that you're thinking, yep, frustrated as hell. I just know it. I just don't do anything with it. Well, you'll be pleased to know that I know why that is. And I try as many times as possible to highlight this to people before they even work with me. There's something we have to identify which helps people pick up the pace, which gets people, coaches, to realize why you need to do the things that you know you're capable of, or the things that you say you want to achieve. And this is what becomes so frustrating and unfulfilling and unrewarding for so many coaches, is that you say you want to get somewhere, but your actions don't match your intentions, your goals, your vision. And that's because they don't matter. And that might hit you a little bit if you get what I'm on about, but I'll explain. They just don't matter. If you go and train your clients and you just train them, you finish the day and you know your clients could be doing better. You know you could be charging a little bit more. You know you could be delivering better. You know you could be training harder in the gym. Do you ever stop and think, I know all this stuff. I know I should be doing it. I just don't do it. It's because it doesn't matter. It's simple. Throughout the whole of my career, I placed real concrete goals ahead of me that really mattered to me. I was thick as pig shit at school, I'd say. I didn't apply myself. I didn't, you know, I say I was thick. Since I've been in the fitness industry and learnt what I know I'm not thick. But I brandished myself as thick. I said, I'm not clever. I wasn't clever because I didn't apply myself. If you understand Carol Dweck's book, Fixed Mindset and Growth Mindset, I said I was thick. I said I was stupid. I wasn't. I've proved to myself I'm actually knowledgeable. I'm proven to myself in the fitness industry that, you know, everything that I've achieved, everything that I've done, I'm not thick. But you might be branding yourself as, no, I can't, it's not possible. But I'm telling you right now, it is. It's just at school, I didn't apply myself because it didn't matter. I didn't connect any of the dots. You see, at school, we don't really connect dots. We don't think, well, if I apply myself, this is going to happen and that's going to happen in my life. I'm going to do this and I'm going to meet the right partner. I'm going to buy this house. Like, we're developing our minds. Our minds are developing. You know, we are thinking about partying and our brains haven't fully established themselves. And so through schooling, if you can link your education to going to university to being successful, then you watch that person crush it in A-levels, crush it at university, and then get a great job. And then there's other people that just fluff through school, just like I did, come out of school, and genuinely I said to myself, oh, I wish I'd done better at school because my grades weren't great at university. And then university, I didn't even do that. And then I came out of university and came into the fitness industry. And so I kind of had to stop and say to myself, right, this has got to stop. You know, when am I going to actually have the penny drop and say, you've got to do the work? Now, when I got into the fitness industry and I started to say, well, I want my reputation to grow. What have I got to do? Graft. I want my clients to get better results. What have I got to do? Graft. And harder than anybody else if I want to move at a quicker pace. And funnily enough, the penny just dropped and I went, got it. If that's what I say I want to do, and that's where I say I want to be, and that's what I say I want to earn, it just happened. Now, of course, I had to do a lot of work on myself and develop my knowledge and skills. I just applied it. And so instead of looking at you and saying, well, you should just be like me, as a mentor to coaches all over the world, I would stop and say to myself, what is it about you that's stopping you dropping the hammer, progressing, applying? Because every single one of you listening to this podcast, listen to the episode today, you've all got it in you. And I said on one of the other podcasts, I believe in you. I genuinely do. I absolutely love sitting down, recording the episode, thinking of the episode, and just thinking, how do I help you move through your journey? How long are you going to spend thinking that it can't be you? Thinking that it's not possible, you're not clever enough? What if I connected the dots for you? That's why I get up every day. Just all I'm thinking about is, how do I connect the dots? If you're earning good money, how do I connect the dots so you're earning amazing money? If you're getting average results, how do I connect the dots so that you get amazing results? If no one knows you, how do I connect the dots so that everybody knows you? And that's what my content's all about. You know my journey, my passion to help you move through your career is all about leveling up. It's not about the end destination of being subjective expert coach. It's about moving from level 1, 2, 3, 4. And whatever that is, what it means to you, wherever your starting point is. So how do we get the penny to drop? Well, you know, when I started personal training, one of the things that happened to me was at school, I wasn't very clever. And I said to my dad, I'll prove to you that I'll be a success in this industry. I'll prove to you. And I didn't say it to himself. I said it to myself. And what happened then was I held myself accountable to achieving something. It became a responsibility of mine that became a deep subconscious, big goal that I had. And I held myself accountable. You know, getting up at 6, half 5, 6 in the morning, I knew when I was living with my dad in the early days, I knew he knew I was up. Sometimes I'd let him know. 6:30, morning dad, he's up. Because my dad would always be on a platform on a train at 6:30 on the way to London when I was younger. And I was like, look, I'm grafting. That was my time. You know, I'd fluffed through school, I'd not done university. Getting up at 5:30, 6:00 in the morning, I was proud to be doing that. That's my graft time. And then every client that would come in, there was a subconscious part of me that says, give them the best, deliver the best, get the results the best. Because I knew if I earned more money and if I trained enough clients and my reputation grew, my business would move forward. So that's why I moved forward at a quick pace. And then I look at other coaches. You know, I'm going to talk to you. You're not where you want to be, yet you're frustrated that you're not where you want to be. Where's your responsibility? Where's your accountability? Why does it matter to you? Think about this. Pause the podcast. What's important in your life? Here's a few things to think about. Is there someone, your wife? I'm going to talk to you man to man, woman to woman. If you're in a relationship, a stable relationship, Are you someone that's providing for your family? I mean, if you're a man watching this that's got children, there is no reason not to pull the pin. I mean, Christ, wanting to provide for your children is something that I'm going to do next year, the year later, hopefully, God willing. And it fills me with pride to work hard to provide a family, a life for my family that they deserve and I want for them. But when I was younger, I didn't have that fire in my belly for my wife and children. And why did I keep pushing? Because I'd made this promise to my father that I would be successful and I would grow and I would develop and I would make him proud. So I'm going to challenge you right now. If you've got children, if you've got a wife, if you've got a husband, does that make you sit up and think, with all of what I know, I could be working harder, but I haven't connected the importance of getting up in the morning or training my clients to providing a better life for my family? What about a house, a mortgage? Is it easy for you to pay the rent? In a lot of cases in the fitness industry, it's not. So you go in the morning and you just do a day's work. You get to the end of the month and you earn the same. Well, if the penny dropped that you could earn more and you'd have a better quality of life and you wouldn't have to struggle financially, then you would start applying everything that you know tomorrow. And this is the thing that I do with a lot of coaches. If the penny's not dropping, I do things, something called linking. That's what I'm doing with you right now. I linked where I wanted to get to with everything that I did, right the way down to writing an article at 11 o'clock at night and getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, up to 1 o'clock in the morning. When I wrote all my ebooks, you know, even this morning, up at 6 o'clock writing my new book, which, by the way, I'm very, very excited. I had a short break because the publisher kind of said, oh, I don't know about that intro. So, unfortunately, I got rid of the publisher because I had a mentor for the book and didn't really connect very well. And I knew where I wanted to go. And so I just stuck with what I knew I wanted to do. And we parted ways. But, you know, getting up in the morning, writing the book. Do you know what? Every time I open my laptop to write the book, like, it's hard work. You know, I'm 10,000 words deep. What would that be? 45 pages of the book, nearly done. And all I think about is you guys. I think about you guys not progressing in your career without the book, right? And then I think about my wife and the family that we want and the progress that we want in our life. And then I just get fired up and move forward. And then my brain dumps and I carry on. And then so in the early days, it was all about my father and proving to him. Then it was about creating the vision that you want, the reputation that you want, and what you want to be known for in the industry, and what results that you want. And every time it came down to applying my knowledge, working harder, staying in the gym longer, getting better results, giving my clients better service, it was just unquestionable. It was just a deep-rooted passion of mine to do more because it mattered. Do you have bills to pay? Mortgage, family. I mean, some coaches that I work with, I will make this. Is this something that you want in life? If you're living at home with your parents and you're earning enough money to just have money sat in the bank, then you will say to yourself, there's enough money. And then I'll watch your coaching standards and they're sloppy. I'll watch the time it takes you to reply to your clients. I'll watch the progression you've made so far in your career. You see, I don't deal with many coaches that are happy just ticking along. I deal with coaches that want to progress. Now, the progression might not be to the point where you're teaching and educating and doing what I do, but your progression might just be from moving from where you are now just up a notch, getting better results, progressing. It's efforts that's required, but it's about linking the things in your life and the responsibilities you have and where you want to get to the tasks that you need to do. So I go back to, you know, being a coach who doesn't necessarily or has a little bit of expendable income. And I say to this coach one day, I said, right, where can we find responsibility? I've always wanted a nice car. Right. Now, part of us could say that we'll save that money and we'll just crack on. But can you afford the car? Yes. Go and buy a car. Now you haven't got as much money. Oh. But now you watch how your coaching changes. Watch how your passion changes. Watch how your application of knowledge changes. Because now, rather than that being a debt, you want to earn another £200-300 a month to cover the car. And then there becomes this necessity. Then you have a responsibility. So I'm going to go back to responsibility and accountability. If you feel like you're cruising and you just don't know why the hell you are, where does the responsibility lie? Can you do a linking back to what you say you need to do versus what your action is? And then you'll find out why you're not doing it. Here's a couple of things to think about. In the gym, more than likely, a lot of you, you're not pushing your clients hard enough. Guaranteed. You know, coaches come to M10 all the time and they're coached by us, they're mentored by the team. And one of the things that we do all the time is we watch trainers coach. And our practical weekend, which is in September, the second week of September, come to Nottingham. Because here's the thing, a coach said to me on the phone the other day that they know how to coach, they know about execution, they know knowledge. And I said, how? They read it online. I was like, you don't know it. I guarantee you don't know it. Because I've trained with pro bodybuilders all over the world and been trained by and trained with. And until you actually get put through a training session and have your dysfunctions identified, no, you are not what you expect to be, because it's all based on perception. So if you think you're pushing clients, come to Nottingham, come to train with us at the practical camp. We'll show you what it is like to push the clients. You're going to go back to the gym a completely transformed trainer, more knowledge, more skills, and better results. But if you were able to push your clients more, you'd get better results. Fact. If you had better results, you'd get a better reputation. What happens when you get a better reputation? Well, you end up having people say to you, I want to work with you. Or what happens when you get a referral? You charge more. So simply the act of going in the gym every single day to train 8 clients and every single one getting the same level of intensity, simply because you want to increase your reputation, your results, and your income. Now, if you had the responsibility of a mortgage and a car, or the responsibility on your head to eventually, 5 years down the line, have a wife and have children, or if you're renting right now to have a mortgage, and trust me, when you have to put down a deposit on a house and you want a mortgage, the cash needs to be in the bank. So if I then said to you, pushing your clients, turning up on time, being diligent, giving them the best level of service to increase their results, to increase your reputation, meant that 5 years down the line you'd have a mortgage, would the penny drop for you? Yep, I can see I'm being slack, but I've not linked something that I want further on in my life or something that's of high importance to me to the tasks I have to do every day. What about, here's the thing that I did a lot of, hundreds and hundreds of them. Writing an article before bed. Getting up in the morning and doing your content before work at 5:30 in the morning. Can't be bothered. All right, so it doesn't really matter. Well, it's just a piece of content, I'll do it later. Then you don't do it, right? Then you get frustrated that you're not progressing. You reach out to people like myself and you say, Mark, I'm struggling with my content. And I say, you're struggling with your content. Oh, I don't really have time. You do have time. Well, here's the thing. If you were able to create your content, it increases awareness. If you create more content consistently, very consistently, you increase engagement. Well, we all want engagement. So if you put the time into creating an article or doing your content and raising consistent awareness, as I do, you see I do it every day, and hey, what? Guess what? I get a lot of engagement and I work with a lot of people. But if I get more engagement and I work with more people like you could with more content online if you're an online coach, and as a result of that, you have more clients, but your goal is to be well known or your goal is to increase your income, my goal is to make a difference to the fitness industry and help as many coaches as I can and lead a fulfilling, happy, and successful life. Without content and articles, I don't get a chance to do that. Same thing with you. What about in the gym? You're lazy. You don't speak to people every day. I watch coaches that are hungry for knowledge, reputation, results, and income. Building a better business for themselves. So eventually with that income, they can do things. Have more opportunities. You know, guys, I went from 30 to 35 to 40 to 45 to 50 in a pretty short time in the gym. And I went from living with my parents to living with a friend to getting a mortgage to getting my own place. Security, assets, things that not a lot of people talk about. So in the gym, speaking to people, I just don't do it. I don't know why, because it doesn't matter. But what about in 2 years, 3 years time, you had a mortgage? What about right now you were living with your parents and you got chance to move out, but simply by talking to 10 people a day rather than none, You converted two people into clients every few days, and by the end of the week, you weren't doing 14 sessions, you were doing 23 sessions, or the end of the month. That's another £300 a week, which more than likely is going to be, well, in most cases, £300 a week, and that's going to be £1,200 a month. But because it doesn't matter, you don't do it. Now, what about just simply applying what you know? Many of you are listening to the podcast right now, and you know a lot, but you're just not applying it. Now, I speak to so many coaches on a week-to-week basis that reach out to me on Instagram, and we speak on the phone, or we have conversations backwards and forwards on voice note. And I go, what courses have you done? But you stood still. I've done this course. I've done online courses. I've done this. I've done that seminar. And I'm like, but you're just the same. You haven't progressed. You know, I want to help you progress. Yeah, I just don't know why it is. I just don't seem to apply myself. Well, look, if you apply what you know and deliver a better service, you get better retention. Well, when you retain a client for longer, you get a chance to get better results. Well, if you get better results with your clients, that's increasing lifetime value. So instead of somebody training with you and spending, let's say, £80 a week for personal training for 10 weeks, which is £800, if they do 20 weeks, which is double the money, then that lifetime value of a client is not just £800, it's £1,600. And so simply by applying yourself, you get better clients, long time, lifetime value increases, but not only that, you double your income. Well, if I apply what I know and I'm more diligent with my time and I give my clients better service, keep working back from the goal. You know, every single time I think to myself, you know, especially now, since I've, you know, met my now wife, as soon as I met her and I knew that we were locked down, my necessity and energy to create and drive my reputation even further and create products and services and create our life, even at 38, yet there was this inbuilt energy throughout me through the NLP coaching, the personal development I've done over my years, to better myself because there's a future waiting for me. Guys, I don't want you to get 10 years down the line and have to start your future then. You see, personal training is our passion. Getting on the gym floor, working with clients online, personal training or online training, you know, I work with both, is our career, our passion to help people improve their body shapes, their health. And that's what we do. But like all your clients, they have a life, their family. They have a life, things that they want to achieve. We're on this planet to not only serve others, but serve ourselves. And a lot of you are serving people, but not serving yourself. So that's why the penny doesn't drop, because if you understood and respected the service that you should be giving to yourself, you would then start linking all these little things like getting up early in the morning and respecting 10 years to build your relationship and putting content out. But not just that, paying for seminars, paying for mentors, traveling, getting out and seeing different people, hiring mentors. It's cash out. It's not cash out. It's an investment in your future. What is your future? To have a life for my family, my wife, my children. Or right now, if you're 19 or 20 years old and you're living at home, it's about getting out from home and having a responsibility and having my own apartment. And therefore, it gives me independence. You've got to link. So the whole point about this episode today is, if you are treading water, despite knowing a lot, despite studying a lot, even to be honest, if you're treading water and not studying a lot, that's the drama in itself. But by the by, or put that one by the side, if you are treading water, you are trying to apply yourself and nothing's moving forward, you just don't feel like you're getting out of kind of second gear, first gear, then it doesn't matter to you. You just do it as a job, earn your income, crack on. If you create a new level of responsibility, necessity, and accountability, the reason why you do what you do, the thing that puts the hairs on the back of your neck when you think about your future, watch, just watch your business take off. Just watch how you deal with your clients. You would not, if you valued your future, pick up your phone in the middle of a training session. You wouldn't dream of doing that. You wouldn't go into a restaurant and expect the waiter to just text his mate while he's bringing his food over to you. But because it doesn't matter to you, because your future doesn't matter to you, you'll pick up your phone. Or you'll have a coffee on the gym floor. Or you'll talk to other members and really be obvious that you don't give a shit about your clients. Or you'll miss your check-ins. Or you won't give the added level of service to your clients online as a check-in because it just doesn't matter. And you have an attrition rate. And you have a business that's losing clients all the time and you're not getting referrals, you're not keeping your clients and your business isn't progressing, your income isn't progressing. So you are in control of when the penny drops. Don't wait for it. I point this out to coaches the other day. In fact, I did a voice note to a guy that I work with in a different country, and he's a bit staggered. And I left him a voice note. I said, "Bud, your future's in your hands right now. I've helped you every single way that I can. But until the penny drops, we've linked everything. But do you know when you've linked it and you still don't get the hairs on the back of your neck and you still don't get that level of urgency? That doesn't matter enough. So you have to go deeper and dig deeper and find out what the freaking hell inspires me, motivates me to be the very best version of me, to give the very best to my business and apply everything that I know and want to grow. At that point, you become unstoppable. At that point, everything takes off. And if you can do that, the penny will drop, your business will move forward, and life will take on a whole new meaning. Guys, if you've got to this bit of the podcast, I really hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you, by the way. You know, please share the podcast. Let's help more trainers. Let's help more pennies drop. Save the podcast. Put it on your Insta stories. Text your friends. Tell everybody. Tag me in. I'm so appreciative. I'm so grateful. And guys, if you got to this point and you want to level up your coaching, come and see myself and the team in Nottingham. Second week in September, go to the link in my Instagram bio. Let's see you on the Practical Coaching Weekend. Let me help you be around inspiring, motivated energy like this. And let's help you with the penny drop. All right? Have a fantastic weekend. It's bank holiday weekend. Enjoy the sunshine. I'm in London. I know many, many people will be traveling down to the Notting Hill Carnival. If you do, have a lovely weekend. Wherever you are in the world, take care and I'll speak to you soon.